We're taking Texas to the country. We're taking Texas to the world. We're having fun and making money.
From the high ground of Texas, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Buenas tardes, damas y caballeros. Bienvenidos. Welcome. It is, as always, a great day to be a Texan. You are listening to Pratt on Texas. I'm your host, Robert Pratt. The number to reach the show, 800-687-0790. Coming up at the top of the stack on this hour's Pratt on Texas, we visit with Senate District 28 candidate Jody Arrington. Also, what did go on in that meeting? Did Obama listen at all? Do they have a compromise on this giant spending bill in D.C. about the border? That coming out this afternoon, that maybe there's a compromise. It just, to me, looks like another excuse to throw a lot of money at something and get nothing out of it. But we'll talk about that. And we've got the audio from the lady in Houston that went off in front of the TV cameras. And I don't know that everybody that was hearing that on when it broke this morning actually understood what she was saying, but we'll get to it. Also, Miss Fort Stockton pageant in upheaval. Beauty Queen fight videos surface. We'll get to that later in the show. Again, the number to reach the program, 800-687-0790. Now, my friends, let's talk Texas. We welcome to the program Jody Arrington, who has announced yesterday formally, it's pretty clear he was running for a while, but formally announced that he is running for the Senate seat held for some time by State Senator Robert Duncan, who's now the new chancellor of the Texas Tech University system. Senate District 28, a lot of you out there in the listening audience live in that Senate district, and it's a big one in land area, but pretty similar in interest across the district. Jody Arrington, welcome to Pratt on Texas. I just started off here, and this is a short interview today. We'll get into heavy-duty issue stuff in the future. But to begin, just give you an introduction of yourself to the folks out there across the district.
Robert, first of all, thank you for allowing me to come on your show. I appreciate it a great deal. Yeah, I was raised in West Texas. I was raised in Plainview, just up the road, product of the public schools of Plainview Independent School District. My dad was in the ag business, sold tractors for 40 years. Mom was a school teacher. I've got two brothers. One's a pastor, one's a banker. I've had a blessed career in leadership and public service. That was something I was passionate about from a young age, and I want to take those experiences and the knowledge of the political and legislative process and some of the successes I've had there and the values that I learned in West Texas growing up out here with my parents and my church and friends, and I want to represent this great region. This is a special place, as you know, Robert. The people are special, and we've got a great industry presence here that needs strong representation in Austin, and some great institutions like Texas Tech University. I spent the last 7 years at Texas Tech, chief of staff for the first four, and then the last 3 years I've been vice chancellor for research and commercialization.
All right, I know what that job is. Let me ask you a question. Why does a college or a university need a chief? I'm not hitting on you. You didn't create the job. I'd take it too. But what does it need a chief of staff for? What does that mean?
Well, it's a large institution. It's almost $2 billion. You got a budget, and then it's got over 15,000 employees, and the chancellor's got a huge responsibility in terms of fundraising and legislative activity, not to mention just general operations. So he needs somebody that's making sure things are getting done. One of the responsibilities I had when he said, look, we want to enter into an era of growth. We want to grow to 40,000. We want to increase our research. It was my job to get the leadership at the universities and develop a strategic plan and make sure that we had measurable goals and there was accountability. And I think with his vision and with that plan and with the accountability, we were able to move Texas Tech to new levels of excellence and growth. So I'm proud of what we've been able to do. But that was
a big part of my role. Chief of staff to the chancellor.
That's correct.
I just wanted to know. I've always heard the term, and I know what it means in the White House and other places, but I really wasn't sure what the role was there. It sounds to me like just another vice chancellor or assistant position, but whatever name you put on it. Yeah, that's fine.
It is. I jokingly call it chief of staff. I mean, you're doing a lot of different things, and you're it's generally the
it's probably more fun.
The general operations guy for the chancellor. So that's the day-to-day operations guy for the system and for the chancellor.
Let me ask you a couple of questions about issues that the legislature will be facing. We'll get into some of these things later on in more detail as the campaign moves forward. But one of the things we constantly hear is, they use the word transportation. What they're really talking about is highway funding in the state. There seems to be a lot of different ways to go about that. We've now got ourselves into rating part of the money, half the money after a certain point that goes in the rainy day fund to send over there to an agency that had $1 billion accounting error on its books a few years ago and still hadn't been able to make it through sunset because there's so much problem there. What are your thoughts on, is there really a crisis? I mean, I just finished another drive across hundreds of miles of Texas and even the back areas. There's highways under construction, but we're told constantly there's a crisis. I want to know your thoughts on highway funding and where does the money come from and what do we move toward?
Well, I mean, I look at the same numbers you do on the budget and what the folks at the transportation department says they need. We need to roll up our sleeves and make sure that there truly is a need and that, you know, those things are managed in a fiscally responsible way. So, you know, I mean, there's no question it's a responsibility of the state to provide support for transportation infrastructure. That is a responsibility, and they need to do it well. I mean, government ought to be limited. I mean, but it ought to also be effective, and it ought to be efficient. So, you know, whether there's a crisis or not, and what part of the states that there are crisis, I just know that with respect to this seat and the importance of the seat, once we decide. And we ought to be doing it within our means in a fiscally responsible way. But once we decide what we're going to spend on transportation infrastructure, you know, it's the job of the next senator to make sure that our priorities are front and center. And
let me interrupt Jody Arrington. Yep. and ask you that one of the biggest problems, Texas has had massive growth. People buy houses in new developments on a farm-to-market road that wouldn't even been striped. Now they stripe them all, even when they shouldn't, because they're a single-crown road. But they build houses there. All of a sudden, they wake up, and they're mad because there's not a big highway. They bought knowing going in, and then the development fills in. All of a sudden, there's a transportation crisis, and they scream at government. They want money from the state. Most of this area is in massive, most of the big projects are massive freeway interchanges and freeways. Why in the world should people have, and I haven't asked you, and I'll ask you within this question, do you support a raise in the vehicle registration fees, as Pickett and Darby have suggested, or a raise in the gas tax in Texas, either one? And if so or no, what the hell's wrong with letting some of these big urban areas that have massive tax bases of their own pay for some of their own damn freeways? Why should either one of those things, the two things suggested, force the members of North and West Texas and other rural parts of the state to pay for the transportation needs that are largely intra-city or intra-urban?
Well, I appreciate the question and your sentiment on the inequity of funding, whether it's, I mean, with respect to urban versus rural. And I suspect there are places around Texas where they are crying crisis that aren't really a crisis, and I suspect that there are some real needs. I mean, it's about living within our means and making sure that we have the right priorities and that our priorities in West Texas are strongly represented and clearly articulated. And so, yeah, I think you bring up a good point. And
what about the gas tax? I mean, all these guys keep saying we need to raise the gas tax and or increase vehicle registration fees. Darby talked about doubling those last time around. Would you vote against an increase in the gasoline tax or an increase in the vehicle registration tax, or are you one of these folks that's open to doing that if that's what we need to do?
Well, I think the first thing I would do, Robert, is look at our overall spending. I'm not convinced that if we prioritize right that we can't allocate resources to where the greatest needs are and support the growth of our great state. So that's going to be my priority. That's going to be the first place I'll start, and go from there.
All right. Well, it's just one of many subjects we want to talk to you about in coming weeks. Do you have a website to give out?
I do. I do have a website.
Tell us what it is. Do you remember it? You're just starting.
Yeah. That's a good question. Jody Arrington, or Jody at Arrington, or Jody no. not Arrington at Jody Arrington for Senate.
So it's Jody Arrington
if you type
for Senate.
In Jody Arrington for Senate, you'll find your way to the website.
Yeah, it's J-O-D-E-Y. There you go. It's new. You're just starting. We'll get it figured out. Jody Arrington, thanks for taking time to visit with us today on Pratt on Texas.
Thank you, Robert. I appreciate your time.
All right, my friends. We'll come back in a moment and move on to some other issues, including those along the Texas-Mexico border, my friends. Stay with us. I'm Pratt on Texas.
Well, I guess I go to Texas. Seems that's the place for me. Go to Texas, baby, yeah, Texas. Oh, you know that's the place for me.